USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Declaring victory. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared victory in the 2020 election Saturday after multiple media outlets called Pennsylvania for him. President Donald Trump is still disputing the results in several states as the campaign has filed legal challenges in Arizona and Pennsylvania and is asking for a recount in Wisconsin. Speaking to supporters Saturday night, Biden said he'd work to win the confidence of all Americans.
I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify. Who doesn't see red states and blue states, only sees the United States. And work with all my heart, with the confidence of the whole people, to win the confidence of all of you.
USA Radio News has not called the race for Biden, but will wait until all legal challenges are resolved. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Rescue workers are searching for more than 100 people feared buried in a landslide in Guatemala triggered by Hurricane Eta. 15 people are confirmed dead in the town of San Cristobal Verapaz, with another 109 still missing. Eta has moved back into the Caribbean Sea and re-strengthened into a tropical storm. It's currently heading for Cuba and is expected to turn north late Sunday, where it could further strengthen back into a Category 1 hurricane and threaten the Florida Keys and southern coast of the state. Speaking at a press conference in Philadelphia, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the Trump campaign will continue to dispute the election results in Pennsylvania. Alleging that Republican observers were not allowed to watch the counting of ballots, Giuliani said the campaign would be taking further legal action.
And we have no way of knowing, because we were deprived of the right to inspect, if a single one of those ballots is legitimate. That is unheard of. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. And we will be bringing an action challenging that. And I emphasize to you, it's only one of the many other infirmities in this election.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations rise in the United States, we could be facing a shortage of some personal protective equipment. Kenneth Burns has the details from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
We're learning of the shortage as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. The U.S. set yesterday another record in the number of cases being reported in a single day. Dr. Uchi Blackstock is an emergency medicine physician. She told CBS News why we are looking at shortages now.
One, because since the time between the apex here in New York City and now, there was no national strategy for procuring more personal protective equipment. So that's one. And then also, we don't only have hospitals taking care of patients that need a PPE, but we're reopening outpatient clinics and private practices that also need personal protective equipment.
Makers of the so-called N95 mask are struggling to keep up with demand. 3M, the largest domestic manufacturer of those masks, which filter out at least 95% of very small particles, including viruses, told CBS that U.S. and global demand for PPE, or personal protective equipment, continues to far exceed supply for the entire history. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Eta has re-strengthened into a tropical storm in the Caribbean Sea and is heading for Cuba. The storm re-strengthened after moving offshore Friday from Central America and is now tracking towards Cuba. It's expected to make a northward turn on Sunday and could hit the Florida Keys and South Florida late Sunday into Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.